This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Mother's Day every day. The headlines were particularly weird this Mother's Day. One from a young mother of 25 and glad of it. One about millennials having to get their arms around handling their parents' estate. Another about what to do when no one wants to buy your mother's cherished possessions. Several were about fine china. One worried that no one wants it. Another claimed there was a line starting to form for her mother's china. On a higher or lower note, depending on your perspective, there was also an attack in Afghanistan on a girls' school, so we're all clear that misogyny is still alive and sick. Birth rates in the USA hit almost a 100-year low, so of course there was an article about conservatives trying to beef up support for mothers so that they can do what? Stay at home rather than work. Oh boy. Not that some of this isn't very real. A younger neighbor stated and shared with me the concerns he and his brothers have about their mother's ability to keep living on an 8-acre plot in central Louisiana, where 4 acres has to be regularly mowed. We worry our children constantly about when or if they will have children, despite the fact they are clear that it's none of our blankety-blank business. All of which is true, but these are matters of the heart that exceed manners and usual family boundaries. My own mother passed away a bit more than 3 years ago. There's a china cabinet 8 feet tall filled with fine china that's beached in my parents' dining room that resists normal decision-making, and it is joined by several cabinets almost as large with crystal and glassware. The design is British, and mi compañera knows the name and locations, but the children are not interested. They're serving dishes and all manner of other things, including on shelves and in closets. They gave great parties for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, for friends, for work, for pleasure, and the pure fun of it. They kept lists. They knew who reciprocated. They took partying very seriously, and they had the equipment ready for service. We used plates and bowls at our house inherited from my brother with pictures of fish, birds, and dogs, which makes us happy, even when it's oatmeal or frozen dinner in the middle. Our social event of the year is Thanksgiving, when all places are filled with family and friends. But that's just a gaggle, not an army. I drag my feet settling all these estates. There are challenges to sort out, but there are also gifts. My daughter found letters my parents exchanged when he was in the Navy, finishing in ROTC, then shipping out to Pacific at War's End, and she was teaching in Picayune, Mississippi. They were young, secret, newlyweds, fresh with love and waiting for their lives to begin in earnest. Deep in my father's desk were graduation certificates from high school in Orange County, California, and, to my even greater surprise, articles about Acorn. I learned that my mother was valedictorian at Millsaps College in Jackson, Mississippi, when she graduated. Sure, Mother's Day is another commercialized marketing extravaganza, but it's easy to look past that as the kids hug their beaming mother, and we know that we would all put up with almost anything to see our mothers healthy, well, and with us once more. We know it's impossible, but we would all swear that we would do better this time around and make every day Mother's Day. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.